The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
But right now, we got the Red Hot Cavaliers, and they got the Sixers tonight. No Embiid, no Paul George. Could that be 13-0? To talk about all of it, we welcome on a two-time former Cavalier, a former NBA champion, and now on the line is Odyssey Sports NBA insider Danny Green. If you're a fan of the NBA, make sure to check out his podcast, Inside the Green Room with Danny Green. Listen to Inside the Green Room with Danny Green on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Danny joining us now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Danny, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's up, man? Thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to have you here. Always fun to talk with you, not just for your journey with the Cavs, but also just... We love your podcast, obviously, as well. I want to start here with our Cavs and how they're playing this year. Obviously, 12-0, franchise best start to the season. What stands out to you when you watch this Cavs team?
Well, I think they are ahead of the curve with most teams because they have a familiarity with each other. They've been together, this group, for a couple of years now. So it's good to see that they have, and Kenny Atkinson is, you know, letting them do a little more. Evan Mobley's taking a step forward, pushing the ball some. I like that. They're doing some things, man. The good thing is they're not 100% healthy, so they're playing great, but they're not playing the best basketball, so I think they could still improve and get better. So when Max Strus comes back, when they finally hit their stride, they're winning games, but it's not like they beat some teams pretty well, but it's not like they're blowing teams out, but they're just winning games because they're actually, I think, maturing. And so they have an edge with knowing each other, and you know, in the crunch time moments, they're figuring out of you know how to come up in the big moments. So, which is a good, even though they're playing, they're really good basketball. Hopefully, they don't lay an egg tonight against Philly with those two guys out. But you know, they have a lot of room for improvement. Not a lot of room, but they have some room for improvement, and they have some games to some space to where you know they have some leeway to where they can, you know, rest some guys here and there, hopefully. Hopefully so they don't have any major injuries throughout the season, but they're on a really good path and a good route, and they have a pretty good lead on teams to where they have some games where they can be okay.
Danny, I think a lot of the credit around here is going to Atkinson, but you as a former player, I'm curious to find out if you feel like it should more be going to the players themselves, or is Atkinson doing something that you see that is just inherently different from J.B. Bickerstaff, and we should be giving him the bulk of the credit?
He should get a good amount of credit. I think it goes both ways. Obviously, the players are the one performing. He's figured out how to use them very well. But they're the ones, you know, putting the work in the summertime, coming in back in shape, coming back, you know, confident. Darius is in a different frame of mind where he's more himself and being more confident. Don is always Don. But Evan, you know, Evan's taking a step forward, be able to allow him to push the ball some and start the offense is great for them. Obviously Kenny has a good amount of credit for that, but the players as well, like they're doing a good job, and also they know each other. You know, they know they've got a better feel for each other, and pretty much the same group for the last 2 or 3 years now, which helps a ton, especially early in the season.
Danny Green, Odyssey NBA insider on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So obviously this is the franchise best fast start to a Cavs season, 12-0. The big in is 24-0, which the Warriors did. We're not there yet. Not even talking about that yet. But I'm curious, do you remember the best start to the season you experienced?
I do not remember, honestly. And I think even the teams that we were number one seeded by the end of the season, I don't know if we even started the season greatly. I remember a lot of times we'd start off rocky, either 0-2 or something like that, and then go on a spurt. I can't remember I've been fortunate and blessed enough to play a lot of games and play a lot of seasons. But I can't remember what was the hottest start that we had of being like 11-0 or 10-0 or anything, maybe 8-0 for me, maybe in San Antonio. But so most of the times it was like, you know, it was the story of, you know, we come out, teams have the a lot of adrenaline and we have the target on our chest, on our backs, and they're giving us their best shot. And we might lose a game or two to start early on. It's like a, and then we refocus, take care of business and bounce back. And that's always been more of the ones that I remember than the ones that we started off hot. Or greatly.
So one of the reasons I'm asking is, you know, it's the fourth best start that anybody's had in NBA history. And a lot of people tend to start, you know, rethinking those preseason expectations. So just how much stock should we put into 12-0?
Not too much. It's still very early. You know, teams don't have their identities yet. I'd say around Christmas time, more teams do. But I put a decent amount of stock. You guys are been very good regular season the last couple of years. Playoffs is where the worry is, right? So if you can sustain this and keep the maturity going, I think that is a great stride. So I wouldn't put too much stock into it, but I think it's good. You know, it shows where you guys can be at in the East and hopefully get home court advantage against those teams that you're going to need home court advantage. And the biggest thing is who's going to be the healthiest in today's league, who's going to be healthiest during that time in April, May, and June. So hopefully you guys can continue to stay afloat or stay healthy and then, you know, keep, you know, striving and going in the right direction. And then by that time, you know, hitting the stride of where's the maturity level, where's the experience level, who's going to step up, and what's Kenny Atkinson going to do, what adjustments and changes he's going to make to where you guys are taken seriously in the playoffs.
Yeah, Danny, I hate that you're right, but you are right. A lot of this season comes down to the playoffs. But I, for Cavs fans, we're just kind of enjoying the idea that the regular season is fun, and the regular season
you should.
Is, you know? Yeah, and so I guess I'm trying to figure out for yourself, What in the regular season can show you that maybe we'll see something different that will actually translate to the postseason for this Cavs team? Like, give the fans what they're watching for over the next 82.
For sure. This is great, man. This is a lot of fun. The cup games are fun, too. I want to see what they do in the cup games. I think the more of the stock you'll see is in the new year, the second half of the season, when they play the healthy big-name teams, the teams that are, you know, you're going to see in the playoffs. When it's a healthy Philly, a healthy New York, a healthy Boston. Even in the West, you play like a healthy Golden State, you know, those teams. If you guys can continue to make good noise and stay consistent in those games, I think it'll make a lot of people more believers in you guys of being at least in the Eastern Conference Finals, because I can see this team doing that with how well they're starting right now.
Danny Green on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline here, former Cavalier, Odyssey NBA insider. So you look around, the Cavs are one of three teams in the East right now that are 500 or better. Orlando is the third team. They're 500. The Celtics at 9-3, and then the Cavs at 12-0. Do you think over the course of the next, let's say, 70 games, that the East will even out and be tougher?
I don't know. No, I don't think so. I think, unfortunately, there's so many injuries going on that a lot of teams are going to stay around the 500 mark until the second, like, toward, until closer to All-Star break. Some teams may break away or get closer. But I think right now, if you guys stay consistent, but you and Boston will be ahead of the pack. And it looks like y'all have pretty good solid locks for the 1 and 2 seed. You possibly could be fighting for the number one seed against them, depending on how they cruise or how healthy they stay. But yeah, I think, and I don't think it's because the East is weak. I think it's because it's tougher. You know, teams are battling, especially with injuries. There's going to be a lot of ups and downs. You know, you see Miami losing to Detroit, you know, things like that happen. It's unpredictable league, especially with these cup games, especially when there's also injuries involved. So yeah, maybe another team or two if Orlando gets Paolo back, Indiana maybe. But other than that, I see a lot of those other teams kind of struggling or teetering with that 500 mark.
Danny, we talked a decent amount about the idea that the Cavs have had one of the best offenses now in NBA history, because at one point this season they had the number one offense this year, which translated to just that, which it's kind of wild if you think about it. Do you like the idea that with each passing year, though, these offenses, we break more and more records? And that's a lot to do with the three ball, but we just got to a spot where they're finding ways to add to the game from a scoring perspective.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, Couches, Stories, Grandma's Secret Pecan Pie Recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's Family Carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I think also because the familiarity, they're also playing together. You know, they're getting uncontested shots, they're getting good looks, they're playing for each other and with each other. So it's like, it's great to see they're playing really good basketball. It's not like one-on-one, it's pick and roll, my turn, your turn. And you're pushing the pace, and then they're having fun and enjoying each other's success. So it's fun to watch. It's a great thing to have, and that's the reason why the offense has been so great and efficient. They can continue that even on off nights. If you're getting uncontested looks, it's way more efficient, way better for your success. And if you're playing defense and you have those guys protecting at the rim, Evan and Jarrett, and then hopefully the guards pick up the slack of being better than they were in the past, it'll be a tough defensive team as well.
So with all this, because I know you said you think this is just kind of what the East is going to be. It's just a really tough conference. I mean, that means that the Bucks could be like an 8 seed, or that means the Sixers could be a 7 seed. So that first round matchup could be Joel Embiid and Paul George, or Giannis and Dame, depending on how things go. Does that actually make the potential pathway to an Eastern Conference Finals matchup tougher than if it was like a year where it was like the Bulls?
Yeah, it could be a lot harder. As you can see, New York, Boston, like they're not getting the easy teams when they're playing the Miamis and Phillies. It's because they have injuries all year, and you have to play them in the first round. So it may make it tougher. That's why it's probably better. I mean, as long as you get home court advantage, you're you're a little bit, I'll say, safe. But it's better to have home court for sure. It's better to have the one seed, because I think you're more likely to avoid some other teams, especially in that second round. First round may be tough, but that second round may be not as hard as you expect it to be, because you'll have home court and it'll be a team that you just don't expect to be winning in that second round. Ultimately, it's kind of how Indiana got there, right? They had a path. I wouldn't say easy path, but there was things, sometimes the luck of the draw. The deck, I wouldn't say was fully loaded, but they had teams that were injured, had some things happening, and they had a pretty good path. But they ended up playing Milwaukee first round and an unhealthy Knicks, and that's how they got to the Eastern Conference Finals. So that could happen in any moment of the season, any juncture. So I guess the key is that the best thing is just continue to work on you, continue to get better, and try to keep home court advantage throughout the playoffs.
So with that, one before you go here, because I think you came close to saying something like this early, and I just wanted to circle back. Do you think there's any merit to the thought? Because I've heard some people, even some Cavs fans, espouse this, that the Cavs might be too good too early. Is that a fair knock on this Cavs team?
No, that's not a thing. I don't believe in that. I don't think being too good, that's not a thing. I think it's a great thing to be too good at any point. But it helps, I think, that you're going to jump on people early on, and you can use that and translate that to hopefully the rest of the season and finding your identity. You know who you are, what you can be, the potential. So it's a good thing to see that early than later or not. You don't want it to not happen at all or happen too late. Obviously, it's better to be playing your best basketball in March and April, but it's always good to be playing good basketball at any point in the season, especially starting out.
Danny, really great stuff, man. Always love when you're on. Love the podcast. Keep doing good work, buddy. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Danny Green there on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. That was Odyssey Sports NBA Insider Danny Green. Remember to check out the Inside the Green Room with Danny Green. There's too much green in that title there. On the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. So I do want to get to that negative Nancy kind of thought on the Cavs. But he said something about the Cavs and the Pacers that the second I heard it, I didn't love it. Not his opinion, but what it would mean for our thoughts in this Cavs team. That's next on 92.3 The Fan.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.